97.1, 5:01 on a Friday. We got Tiger Baseball coming up in the 6 o'clock hour, 6:10. Mike back on Monday. We've talked about a lot of things. I mean, we had a knockdown, drag-out argument about Jim Leland. Everybody wanted to get in on it. Rico was surprised by how polarizing it was, but does Jim Leland truly deserve his number 10 retired at Comerica tomorrow?
Before we get into the next topic, I do want to ask you a question because I just saw it on ESPN. The new kickoff rule.
Yeah.
Do you like it? Do you not? Because to me, it's almost like watching as little kids, you're almost playing freeze tag where everybody's just frozen, nobody's moving, and then everybody just takes off. It's going to take some getting used to for me. I like it. I like where the potential could go. But it was still weird because the ball is in the air, the kicker's running down the field, and yet everybody's frozen in time.
I absolutely 100% am in love with it. I think it's awesome. I watched yesterday strictly, and not like the Tigers were any good. They lost 7-1, but I watched strictly for the kickoff rule. Right? And I don't even know, did the game ever come back on?
No.
I know there was a weather delay and Joe Buck's like, I don't know if we're going to have a game here.
It ended in the third.
So there was about four or five kickoffs. And
there was a couple right before halftime. Right.
And the one I saw at the very end, because I was watching the Tigers as well, was when they booted it like we normally see into the end zone. And that means the team, the receiving team, gets it at the 30.
Right, which is what you don't want to do.
Right.
If you're the kicker,
late.
Right, you want to get landed right in the sweet spot have to take it out and run with it.
Right, I like that it's punitive against the kicker. Because way too many times it's like, all right, we're about to get going. And then you boot it through the end zone and you just take over for a touchback. There's no touchbacks. It hurts you by 10 yards. If you get before the kicking zone, you get the ball at the 40.
Right.
And then if you kick it in the kicking zone, it's almost like tennis almost, it feels like, then the team has a chance to return it. And I'm telling you, we have not seen the great plays yet. No. We've not seen the prime athletes returning it. I love it.
No, what I think you're going to start seeing is just that reverse. Kind of reminds you of high school and some colleges where, you know, you got two guys going in opposite directions. Did he hand the ball off or not? You got to kind of quickly decide who has the ball, the shell game. The only thing I do like, it's almost like extra points, where it used to be when it was an extra point, you could just walk away, go to the refrigerator, go do whatever you had to do because it was going to be easy. Now you have to watch the extra points because your kicker could miss it. Same with kickoffs. Kickoffs used to just be, all right, it's a kickoff. It's going to be a touchback because, let's face it, the days of Devin Hester are gone where you actually got to see, you know, kickoff returns.
Or like Mel Gray back in the day.
Right, Deion Sanders. Yeah. Like those days are gone. It was just like, okay, and touchback, touchback.
So the rule of the new rules of the kickoff is they're only trying it for 1 year. This is the experimental year. What you've seen so far, is it going to stick? I say without a doubt. Like it's
the
definitely
NFL never
stick.
Goes backwards. So I think that they're saying it's only 1 year. NFL will keep this because they're going to say, hey, they'll produce some numbers and say it's less contact, fewer concussions, and this is the new way of doing it. Teams will adapt. I think it was Good Morning Football. Like Tomlin went to EA Sports and said, okay, give me the data on this so he can kind of see the formations and how to use this. It's going to be whoever can crack that code first. It's going to be a clear, distinct advantage for at least the first couple of weeks if you come up with this unstoppable, like the kickoff version of the brotherly shove, where it's just a play where it's almost unfair because your personnel is so good. And it's going to require, now here's what teams have to, you got to put your playmakers back there. If you really want to be a difference maker, if you're Detroit, you may have to put, you know, J-Mo or Gibbs back
there.
They're
already planning on it.
But consistently, now that it's, you know, you normally don't want to put a superstar on the kickoff team unless you're in the playoffs and it's an absolute type of thing because that's more wear and tear on the body and more hits and more potential injuries that you could get. But if you're willing to risk that, it could end up that you get the ball out on the 30 and 40 yard line consistently.
Well, it also makes you wonder about roster building, right? Considering the kickoff rule, how many running backs you keeping. Like, the Lions currently have, what, 7, 8 running backs? Jake Funk and Jahmyr Jefferson and Zonovan Knight and Sione Vaiki, that fourth-round pick. So how many of those guys are...
He may have gotten a roster spot simply because of this new rule.
Absolutely. So how many of those guys are you keeping? And then how many of the actual... like linebackers or backup DNs are you saying goodbye to simply because of the kickoff rule? Yeah. But the other thing is, if you get the chops of being a good kickoff team, who the hell knows how much that accounts for? Like, the analytics of a football team, I can't wait to look back at the end of the year and how many points are gotten on the kickoff.
Because it may get to the point where I'm like, you know what? Just put them on the 30. Don't care. At least I know they got to go 70 yards. We're not kicking the ball. Just put it as deep as you can. Boot it out the back of the end zone. Instead of the 25, I can deal with that. So you're right. It's going to see where the analytics is going to go, because right now we're in brand new territory. It was interesting. It was weird.
I loved it.
I'll get used to it. I mean, I wasn't.
I'll tell you what won't happen. Kickers are not going to be kicking it short. Because you kick it short,
you're fired.
You're giving the ball on the 40-yard line, especially late in the game. Are you kidding me?
If you kick it short, you're losing your job.
And the other thing, too, is, are Lions fans going to be okay if a mainstay, a Jamo, Gibbs, a Demo, if they suffer an injury on a kickoff? Because I think the immediate reaction is going to be like, dude, you can't put these guys on kickoff. It's special teams. What the hell's the matter with you? But the deeper we get in the season, the more you realize it's a chance for points.
See, I don't even think the deeper you get in the season. I think right now you almost want to start because you want to become that team, because it's so unknown that you want to be the team that finds that wrinkle. You want to be the team that finds the play or that personnel. Like, yep, when these guys are out here, they're going to take one of these back to the house.
I wonder what the people think. I know we're going to get into Michigan momentarily, but did you watch yesterday? I mean, the game was unwatchable. Let's be honest. They did a nice interview with Caleb Williams. It was great to hear Joe Buck and obviously Troy Aikman. But the game itself sucked. It's a preseason game. You're so excited for like the first three plays.
You mean, and then you weren't excited about ripping, throwing quarterback?
No.
I mean, throwing touchdowns?
No. Or Bajent? No. No, I mean, they just kept showing Caleb Williams announcing his signing bonus on Hard Knocks, and then Tyler Bajent was like, huh? He like had a heart attack right there.
Yeah.
That was the highlight. But the only reason to watch yesterday, not because of football, nobody cares about the preseason. You get yourself hyped about it, then you realize it's preseason football. It's unwatchable. But the kickoff rule was worth watching. I wonder if people tuned in. And the only reason I stayed tuned in was because I wanted to see a team score so they would kick it off.
And that was it. So he's like, okay, let's see if somebody takes it back to the house. They didn't. 248-539-9797. Were you as glued to watching this game as we were just for the kickoffs? Because other than that, I mean, it was like watching B-League football. It was like a bunch of guys who probably won't be on the roster, but they got to play because all the stars were sitting out.
Well, then the next question is, what's next? What's next for next year? I kept hearing rumors that they were going to, late in the game, give you a chance to convert a 4th and 15 or a 4th and 10 to keep the ball instead of an onside kick, which is undoable. Now you got to tell who you're kicking to, and you have to say, hey, we're kicking an onside kick. Like, I love the idea.
The Chiefs have been trying to do this for years, and I guess maybe it's the fear of Patrick Mahomes that teams are like, nope. We're not giving you any more advantages because you have Mahomes, and you'll find a way to get this thing going. But imagine teams with great offenses, teams like Detroit. If you have that option late in the game and you could just line up and come up with you're giving Ben Johnson, come up with that best fourth down play. You know he can come up with about 10 of them. You pick it up, boom, you get the ball back. I'd rather see that than the onside kick that's not even an onside kick anymore. Nobody can move.
The onside kick has always sucked.
Right. You can't have the unbalanced line anymore. You can't move. You got to do it. And now you have to tell people. It used to be the element of surprise. And instead, it's like, hey, Jeff, we're about to kick an onside kick.
And you can only do it in the fourth quarter.
We're going to kick it right here. So we just want to get you prepared for this thing. It's like, then why do it?
I think if they came up, like if you're down 10 points in a game and there's a chance to go for it instead of stalling out a drive, 5 minutes to go, and you're like, listen, we're not going to pick up the first down, so we go for the onset, whatever you would call it, and you're set up with a 4th and 15, to keep possession of the football. Some people might think it's gimmicky. I think that would be amazing.
I thought it was like, okay, you're down 10, you kick the field goal, and you go and just line up and say, let's go for it. Because you have a better chance of picking up the 15 yards. Once again, look at this Lions team with all the weapons they have. I was joking with you in the break saying they may not punt the ball. Everybody expects them to go out there with the big play after big play. Yeah, this would be what you want. Now, fourth and 15 is trust me when I say it's not a gimme. It's tough to get because if you only get 13 yards, guess what? Other team gets the ball back. You get a false start, guess what? They get the ball back. You get a penalty, they get the ball back.
So do me a favor. Rank them. We've had, over the last like 7 years, we've had new rules. Hockey, you get the 3-on-3 and then the shootout. Baseball, the ghost runner. Started with COVID, right? Mm-hmm. And now the new kickoff rule in the NFL. Rank them.
I'm in the minority.
I love the ghost runner.
I love the ghost runner as well. Let's get this thing over with. It provides strategy.
Yeah, you're not wasting teams' bullpens for the next 5 weeks.
Right, because now it's like, okay, can you stop that one run from coming in, or can you get a hit and maybe get a couple more runs? But we're not going to have 15-inning games anymore, okay? Chances are this thing's going to be over with in the 10th inning. 11th at the most. I love that. Keep that. So that's the
one. Of the three, I like them all. I love the 3-on-3 hockey, and then you get the shootout. I can do without the shootout. I don't care about the shootout. I would play 3-on-3 until somebody wins, but what are you going to do? I love the 3-on-3. I love the Ghost Runner. I think it's fantastic, but I fell in love last night, too. I dig, and maybe I just like change. I don't know, but I dig that kickoff
run. I got to see it a few more times before I fall in love.
You will.
And you know what? Maybe I just need to see some big plays.
But you need to see regular season because no team in their right mind is going to show what they're going to do in the regular season right now in
preseason. But the Ghost Runner, brilliant move by baseball. I know people baseball purists, it's not how things go. I don't care. I really don't.
It's fantastic. Who the hell wants to watch 8 more innings of scoreless baseball and then next thing you know, you can't use a reliever for 2 weeks?
No. It's almost like in college football. I like the fact, you know what, we're just going to do the going for two plays.
248-539-9797, the ticket text, the exact same number, 97.1 the ticket.